Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want a podcast on something that's very common with a lot of narcissists. Not all narcissists, but a lot of narcissists hate being home. And this is why a lot of them will not make good partners, because they are not happy with day-to-day life, just going to work, coming home, spending time with their partners, and getting up, rinse, repeat, and doing it the next day. And the biggest reason for this is because narcissists get bored, okay? They always need that dopamine lift. They need that oxytocin in their minds. You know, this is why they're thrill seekers. This is why they love, a lot of them, you know, they love to have sex from different partners. They could have a partner and be getting great sex from them, but they get bored with them. And they, going with another partner, even if that other partner is not better than who they have, it's something different and it's excitement for them. So understand this. A lot of narcissists have to be out and have to be doing something. They need to feel, they need that high, okay? So, and that's why a lot of them too are addicted to drugs and alcohol. Drugs, alcohol, and porn. They're constantly looking for excitement. Narcissists generally don't appreciate what they have, okay? It's never enough. A narcissist's basic nature is that they're greedy. They're constantly trying to fill up that emptiness that is inside them, that they've had, you know, they acquired from developmental issues as a child, whether they came from a toxic home or they were the entitled child. There is an emptiness within themselves. So they constantly need some kind of thrill. And this is why also some narcissists love to fight, because they love that adrenaline rush. A narcissist loves an adrenaline rush, okay? And a lot of people say, well, why do they fight over, you know, small things or, you know, stupid things or petty things? Because they love the thrill of putting you down. It makes them feel superior. They always have to be on top. See, a narcissist doesn't look at you as an equal. They look at you as a subordinate, okay? They want to look at you as inferior to them, because of that fragile ego that they have. They're very, very insecure people. So they constantly need their ego fed in a lot of different ways. And some of that, you know, could be just by fighting with you to feel better. You know, they told you off, or, you know, they told you you were wrong. You're doing it wrong. Okay. They'll fight over anything, but they try to find that adrenaline rush with almost anything, okay? It could be also they want, like, let's say they go out to a restaurant. They've got to have the best table in the place. They've got to have the best service. Everything's got to be the best for them because it makes them feel like they're important. And what's a narcissist's goal? A narcissist's goal is to control and feel like they're important, okay? And they don't care who they hurt along the way because they lack empathy. So they're not, a lot of people say, well, why do they want to hurt us? It's not so much that they want to hurt you. It's that they want to lift themselves up. And if you get hurt along the way, oh, well, okay. Then what they do is they justify it in their minds and say, well, you did it to yourself, or that's your fault. You're naive. You know, you don't get it. Or, you know, if you got hurt, it's your own fault, okay? It's not anything that they did. They can never face that they did anything wrong. It's always got to be somebody else's fault, all right? And this also brings up the fact of, you know, people ask, well, do narcissists live in their own sense of reality? What it is narcissists know what's right and wrong, okay? They know that they're lying. But the difference is, instead of, you know, self-reflecting and saying, oh, I'm doing something wrong, they justify it in their minds and say, well, I had to do it, okay? I had to do it to survive, or I had to cheat on you because I can't trust you and I know you're going to cheat on me down the road, so I have to protect myself. Or they'll say something like, well, I'm not doing anything different than anybody else. Everybody cheats, okay? They won't tell you that, all right? But in their minds, they may think that because maybe that's what they saw in their childhood. Maybe they saw their parents cheat. Maybe they saw the people around them cheat. So they don't trust anybody. But they will try to manipulate you and pretend to be in a relationship, in a monogamous relationship with you, to keep you. Because they know they can't tell you their true feelings, that you wouldn't stay. And that's another issue too. A lot of people say, well, why don't they just tell me, you know, they don't want to be in the relationship with me if they're not all into me? Because you are offering some kind of supply to that narcissist. In other words, maybe it's sex, maybe it's money, maybe it's a place to stay, or maybe it's just the fact they like their ego petted, knowing that you really like them. You're picking up that phone. You're taking their calls. You're reaching out to them. That makes them feel important. So getting back to the topic at hand, how narcissists, you know, they don't like to stay home. The irony in all this is when you meet a narcissist or you're dating a narcissistic person, what they do is they portray the exact opposite image of who they truly are. So they will try to fool you in things like they'll say, well, I don't do dating apps, or, oh, is this how the dating app works? They're going to play naive. They're going to play stupid. And this is exactly what covert narcissists do. They play dumb, okay? They play dumb and, you know, behind the mask, they're sitting there chuckling, thinking that you're believing their little act. And other people sit there and say, well, they don't know what they're doing. See, this is, you know, this is, a lot of people don't get it. They do know what they're doing. It's just that they are, you know, trying to fool you into thinking that they don't know what they're doing. But they're very, a lot of narcissists are very sharp. They're very smart. They're very good at analyzing and sizing up people. They've studied you, okay? So when you meet somebody, they're going, you meet a narcissist, they're going to portray the exact opposite of who they are, and they're going to try to pretend they're a home buddy, okay? A lot of them will say, oh, you know, I never go out. Or I, like when you ask them, what do you like to do in your free time? They'll say, well, I, you know, I stay home, I read, I listen to music, I watch my shows. I really don't do much. Because the image they're trying to portray to you is that they're little Mr. or Mrs. Innocence, because they don't want you to think that they're out hunting new supply or they're with other supply. And a lot of them, when they're in a relationship with you, a lot of them, when they ghost you or something like that, they'll tell you, oh, I fell asleep, okay? Because, you know, they're not going to tell you they're out with other people. Or they'll tell you, I'm going to bed at, you know, 7, 8 o'clock on a Saturday night when they have another supply lined up. Narcissists love options. And that's why social media is their playground. They live separate lives, okay? A lot of them do. They live separate lives, which means that they have other things going on. They don't put all their eggs in one basket with you, okay? And that's why when you leave a relationship with a narcissist, it doesn't affect them as badly as it may affect you, because you put all your time and effort and focus into that one person, but they didn't put all their time and effort into you. They always had a backup plan, okay? And a lot of times when you meet a narcissist, they're already talking to other people, but they'll tell you they're single. And a lot of them may be single, but they have situationships, or a lot of them may be broken up with their exes, but still talking and seeing their exes. And that's why a lot, when you get involved with them, what happens is all of a sudden they hit you, they blindside you from left field and tell you, oh, this isn't working out. And you find out they went back to their ex. Well, they were talking to their ex the whole time, okay? It wasn't just that they went back to their ex. Most of the time, they never cut that cord. That's why I tell you, when you get involved with somebody, make sure they don't have anything to do with their exes. And what a lot of them will do is they will use the children as an excuse for saying, oh, I got to go to my ex's house. You know, I got to, you know, just see my kid or something like that. They'll use excuses. They'll use the children as a way to try to fool you. And meanwhile, they could still be seeing their exes. All right. So understand this. Narcissists don't like the boring life. They need that, you know, that adrenaline rush. And it's not just with the supply, like they'll have multiple supply and everything like that. But they need the adrenaline rush, you know, and like I said, they'll fight with you and try to, you know, feel superior. A lot of them are braggers. They'll brag all the time because they want people to see how wonderful they are. And, you know, narcissists, you know, they also get a thrill out of being deceitful, because when they're deceitful, it makes them feel superior. They know something that you don't. And that's exactly the covert narcissist. That's why the covert narcissist always keeps you in the dark. You don't know what they're thinking. You don't know what they're doing. They don't tell you anything. They protect themselves. They have a wall up. They pretend to be transparent with you. They'll show you a little bits of vulnerability, but they're not. Understand this. When you deal with a covert narcissist, they are not going to tell you other things that are going on in their lives, okay? They don't want you to know. They want to isolate you and alienate you so that you're in the dark, okay? And they're very, very sneaky, and they get a thrill out of doing these kind of things. That's why they're big gossipers. They'll talk behind your back. They'll discredit you and all of that. They'll, you know, question your mental state to make you look bad to other people. This is how they get back at you in a passive aggressive manner, is to talk poorly about you to other people. So other people will judge you, you know, in a very demeaning type of way and think of you a certain way, because the covert narcissist manipulates other people. But when we get back to the point at hand, understand this. When you deal with a narcissist, okay, they're going to be, you know, always, nothing is enough for the narcissist, okay? Nothing is enough. And that's why so many people get frustrated, because you're looking at this narcissist like you're thinking of them as they're like you. The biggest realization that you could have is to realize that narcissists are not like you, okay? They're not, no matter what comes out of their mouth, it's what they, you know, it's what they do. It's not what they say. And the minute you see any shadiness, that's when you got to say, I got to step back. I can't trust this person. So understand this. When you're dealing with a narcissist, they're not home buddies. Most of them, you know, I had somebody say, well, my narcissist always liked to stay home. Well, that's very rare, okay? Because most narcissists, they like to be out. They like to be where the action is. And why is that? Because they love hunting. They love the chase. They love going out and seeing if people admire them. Some of them, you know, love to take over a room and be the, you know, the grandiose narcissist. They love to take over a room or take over a party and be the center of attraction and everything like that. And also when they're out, people say, well, why are they so nice to everybody else and mean to me? Because they already got you. They don't have to impress you anymore. And, you know, they're also prospecting for new supply. They're networking. A lot of narcissists are networkers. And people say, well, I network. That doesn't make me a narcissist. But narcissists are networking for other supply when they already have supply. That's the difference, okay? Because they, you know, because you're not good enough for the narcissist. The narcissist always wants to upgrade, okay? So understand this, it's not you. It's that you're dealing with a person who is never, ever satisfied. They never feel like they're enough. And the irony in all of this is they put on that fake, phony facade like they're self-confident, when in fact, narcissists are not self-confident. They're very, very insecure. And this is how they win people over, because they put on that, you know, the act that, you know, oh, I'm going to take over here, or, you know, I got your back and everything, and I'll never leave you. Or they, you know, they take control of a situation or something. You think, oh, you know, you're starting to feel safe. You feel safe with this narcissist because you think they're self-confident. They're giving you peace of mind. They're making you feel like, you know, they got your back and everything. They couldn't be farther from the truth, because the more somebody sits there and tries to prove to you that they've got your back, the more you're going to know they don't have your back, okay? Because people that have your back don't have to sit there and prove it over and over and again. Oh, I got your back, I got your back, I got your back. No, that's the narcissist trying to manipulate you so that you trust them. Because a narcissist's goal is for you to trust them. Understand this, the narcissist loves the chase, okay? They love the chase. They love knowing that they have people in their pocket. Once they feel they got you, that's when they switch up and they now you're in the pocket and now they're looking for somebody else to conquer. They always want to conquer. They always want to win. They always want to feel important, okay? When people say, well, what does a narcissist want? They want to feel important. They want to feel validated. They want people to think they're wonderful. They want people to be looking for them. That's why I tell you too, don't beg a narcissist, okay? They love that. You want to show them, you know, you want to gray rock them if you have to, and show them that they are nothing, okay? You want to kill the narcissist? You show them indifference, that they don't affect you whatsoever. That kills them. They want to know that you are sweating them. They want to know that you get angry when they gaslight you, because now they laugh under their breath because you're making them important. Stop making a narcissist important. And another thing too, you guys, you don't have to explain yourself to the narcissist. Once you realize you're dealing with a narcissist, that's when you don't have to give them any kind of explanation why you're leaving or anything like that. You leave them cold, okay? The way they left you in the dark and they misled you and they, you know, misguided you into thinking that they were something that they weren't. Once you realize you're dealing with a toxic person, you don't have to explain shit to them, okay? They are done. They are RIP, and you distance yourself from somebody like that. So, you know, you have to study narcissism. You've got to understand where these people are coming from. Once you understand where they come from, you'll understand their behaviors, why they do what they do. And when we study somebody who's narcissistic, who's very selfish, who's a liar, who's a manipulator, who doesn't speak or acknowledge the truth, who doesn't want to validate you, you've got to understand that these are people that you have to distance yourself from, and you don't owe them any explanation. And you have to understand that nothing is enough for that narcissist, okay? Nothing is enough. And they will constantly, you know, they're not going to be sitting home by themselves. They're going to be going on dating apps. They're going to be in inboxes on Facebook Messenger, Instagram Messenger, and everything like that. And somebody said to me, well, why do they do that? They do that because they can do that and because they want to do that because they need to feel, what did I say? They need to feel important, all right? And social media has made supply so accessible to the narcissist that they're running with it, okay? You know how many people's marriages are broken up because they were married to a narcissist that's out there creeping on social media, that they found their husband or wife out there chatting away or having, you know, sexual chats with people on the side? Why? Because one person is not enough. And the other thing that you've got to keep in mind when we talk about narcissists is they have no morals and values. Period, dot, end of story. They have no morals and values. But a lot of them will, you know, again, what did I say? They will portray the opposite of who they are. And they will pretend like they're religious, especially if they find out that you're very religious or you believe in God or something like that. What's that narcissist going to do? They're going to say, oh, me too. Oh, I go to church. Oh, I go to synagogue. Oh, I go to mosque. I'm like that too. You know, oh, I pray every night. They're going to mirror you to pretend that they are, you know, a more moralistic type of person, you know, like you are. They're going to mirror you so that you feel, wow, we've got a lot in common. And a lot of them, they'll also say that. They'll say, oh, you know, we got a good connection here. You know, nobody talks like that that's in a normal relationship getting to know somebody. Nobody sits there and says, oh, well, it seems like we got a good connection here going. And a lot of these, you know, shady narcissists, that's exactly what they do in the very beginning of the love bombing. They'll pour on, you know, the attention by keeping you on the phone for hours or texting you all the time, coming on strong. And then a few days in, what do they say? We got a good connection here, okay? What that is their goal, okay? Narcissist, you got a narcissist there, all right, who's trying to prove to you that you've got a good connection. So, you guys, I'm going to give you, you know, a little tip here. The more somebody tries to prove something to you, that they are, you know, they're this good person, they don't go out, they're a homebody, what's a dating app or anything like that? The more you know you got a fake, phony, shady narcissist going on, okay? Because normal people don't do that, okay? You got to know what's normal and what's not. So if they're trying to prove something, you know, or that they're wonderful, they're always sending you pictures of their brand new cars and you're supposed to be like, oh, wow, or this or that, okay? Meanwhile, they don't know anything about you. They're just trying to impress you so that what is the goal? To hook you. They're trying to hook you so that you trust them. Once they've gained your trust, then you're going to put your guard down, you're going to give them that supply, and then boom. They're going to take that and they're going to be looking for something else because they got it. And now, you know, they get bored or they move on to something else. Okay. So understand this. The reason they don't want to stay home too is because they can't, you know, they can't get supply at home. They got to go out to get the supply. They got to go meet all the supply that they talk to on the dating apps or wherever, or they go out looking for people to talk to. You know, they got to put more into that bowl of supply to keep, you know, filling up that emptiness inside them. Oh, you know, this one called me. Oh, that one called me. Oh, this one I got to meet on Friday or something like that. Oh, you know, I went out, everybody was looking at me, made me feel so good or something. So bottom line is a narcissist, they are creatures also of the night, okay? And this, or early morning. That's when a lot of them are out creeping, late night, early morning, okay? I knew narcissists that were cheating early morning, that like a friend of mine was trying to track somebody and he couldn't get in touch with her and she was actually cheating with another guy early morning and saying she was sleeping, all right? So they don't like to stay home. Or if they are home, they're having a supply to their house, okay? Just so you know. Because they've got to know that they got that backup there. They don't see a narcissist's fear is that you're going to screw them over. That would crush the narcissist knowing that you screwed them over. You cheated on them and they did nothing and they were truthful. The bottom line is they don't trust anybody. So they're not going to trust you. So they protect themselves and know that, you know what? I got somebody just in case. So you know what? If you do cheat on me, it's not going to hurt me as much because, you know, I screwed you over before you screwed me over. And I knew somebody that actually said that, okay? And a lot of the truth comes out at the end of the relationship. So, you know, when they're sitting there and they're telling you they're a homebody, they don't go out and everything like that, it's bullshit. The other thing, too, I wanted to tell you is that, and somebody made this point on one of, you know, the posts on Facebook. She was so right. And she said, narcissists also love jobs where they have, you know, they love the night shift. Okay. Narcissists love the night shift because, you know, you're sleeping and they could do what they want. All right. They love jobs where they have freedom, where you can't track them, because that gives them an opportunity to cheat, a lot of them to cheat, because, you know, they're not at a 9-to-5 job, although some people can cheat at a 9-to-5 job on their lunch hour or something like that, but it gives them more freedom when they have a job that you can't track them down, okay? So just keep that in mind and understand that you're not dealing with a leave it to beaver type of person. You're not dealing with, you know, the guy or the girl next door that is, you know, this moralistic type of person that goes to work, comes home, is happy sitting home, is happy watching TV or something like that. That's not the narcissist. The narcissist needs excitement and the narcissist hates sitting home. Most narcissists, understand this, most narcissists hate sitting home. Sometimes the older ones will, but the younger ones, you know, they'll be out and about. And most young people are out and about, but a narcissist is never satisfied. Most of them in a monogamous relationship, they don't, a lot of them don't believe in monogamy because they don't think anybody is, you know, trustworthy. And this, you know, but they fool people into thinking that so that they could keep you, because they're not going to sit there and tell you, oh, everybody, you know, everybody's a cheater or you're a cheater or something like that, because they want to keep you. So they'll pretend to be like that, but they'll always have something going on. And that's why when people say to me, well, there's a lot of narcissists that are married. Yeah, there's a lot of narcissists that are married. And I guarantee they got something going on the side. Okay. They're talking to other people on the side. And why is that? Because they can. Because if they can, they will. And you cannot check them, okay? Social media has made it easy. You can't check them. So, you know, they'll take the chance. If they feel they can get away with it, a narcissist will take the chance, okay? So understand this. When you get involved with a narcissist, they're going to, you know, they're not going to be satisfied sitting home all the time. You know, they may do it here or there, but in general, a lot of times when you talk to them, they'll be telling you they're home and they're actually, you know, they're either having a supply to their house or they're telling you they're going to bed and they're going out or something to that effect. All right. So I hope that helps you guys. If it does, please hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast. Have a great day. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.